Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Harbaugh now heads to Los Angeles Chargers.
He wins everywhere. He wins, period.
Justin Herbert, he's a crown jewel.
Well, you guys better enjoy this.
Quick snap, Herbert to throw.
Has a man, touchdown.
The fans loved it.
You have to love what you're seeing on tape if you're a Chargers fan, especially for the future with Justin
Herbert on the move and throws and touchdown.
I was just trying to show off, man.
We're going
to
be known as world champions. And we're going to do it or die trying. Don't let the powder blues fool you.
Who's got it better tonight? No!
Do you smell it? Do you taste it? It's week freaking one, baby. It's Raider week. Welcome back to the Charger Chat. I'm your co-host, Wool Dog, sitting with my buddy, Kev Huggin Duggan.
Thought this day would never come.
Oh, we waited so long and now it's here. Let's not forget Kyle, the coach, Duggan.
His mouth is watering. Those lips.
Oh, he's ready. He's hungry. Coach.
So turning into an ASMR podcast. ASMR.
All right, folks. Well, I hope you got your earbuds in so you can take advantage of that ASMR. But we got a heck of a show lined up for you folks. Last episode, we're like, yeah, we're not going to be able to talk about 53-man roster, but we'll get to it next week. And good Lord, there's been so much happening between now and then.
We missed eight iterations of the 53-man roster.
I was telling you guys before the podcast, like, this was so much easier when Tom Telesco was our GM.
Oh,
because
God,
there was no news ever. Now
nice,
there's a
quick, easy
time.
Episode. Yeah. Just talk about the 53 and call it good. But, oh, man.
It took like an hour and a half to make this outline. I'm like, yeah. this is like a homework now.
There's
thanks,
a lot
Ortiz.
Going on.
This is not Simple Jack stuff for you, Kevin.
No, this isn't Simple Jack anymore.
You got to put your Rain Man hat on.
From Simple Jack to Rain Man, let's go.
Wapner at 8.
Tommy T to Joe Ortiz.
That was really funny.
All right, folks. Well, we got lots to talk about, and we got an Ask Bolt fam lined up for you and a fan focus. So let's waste no time and start up at the top. A couple of announcements to get out of the way. Our Friday episodes.
They're back. They're coming.
Two a week with the Charger Chat, folks. It's happening starting this Friday. So be sure to tune in Friday for any other last minute changes Joe Ortiz decides to make between now and Friday.
Yeah, God knows.
We'll be able to talk about it in a timely fashion.
Yeah.
And then upcoming tailgate. This Sunday, we are going to be there, the home opener. And we're going to have some special swag that we decided to purchase. For those of you that have been banging the table for some suck my butt shirts, guess what?
Give it happening.
So we have an extremely limited amount of some Super Mighty Bolts shirts to give away. So if you see one of us, you want to approach us and
slowly.
Don't come running because fists come up if you start running towards us. But very gently and softly say, I respectfully request for you to suck my butt.
Yes.
Now,
here's your shirt.
As long as we have a shirt, we will give.
Yeah.
First but come, if we first don't, serve. Then we will politely decline to suck your butt.
Nay, I shall not.
I say nay to that.
I'll give you a hug.
Yes. We'll do something for you. We'll do a jig. But,
hug your butt?
Maybe. I'll let Kyle field that one for me.
Kevin's a hugging guy.
And then also, folks, this will be the first time that the Charger Chat will be doing a live podcast post-game. We'll be requesting Ask Bolt fans on Twitter immediately following the game. So there's no Monday night recording, Tuesday posting episodes. We're going to be asking for Bolt fans. Ask Bolt fam questions immediately after the game. So keep them short. Keep them sweet.
Immediate response that we will ever have.
We're
going to
go to the tailgate. We're going to sit down surrounded by Charger fans. And we're going to give you a hot episode right after that game. So be ready for it, folks.
If we're going to win this game.
It's going to win.
It's going to be the sweetest, like, celebration of all of our friends.
Yeah. And hopefully it's a whole bunch of Raider fans are walking by us as we're doing it. And we can just... You can enjoy that on the episode.
Yes.
I'm scared.
I am a little scared. It's like it's something poured on us.
That's okay.
Did you see the fight between the Niners and the Raiders in the preseason?
Oh yeah.
The fans?
Oh, they're in rare midseason form already. Yeah, they're ready to fight. So I'm
ready.
I've been doing push-ups. I'm not gonna be fully at top strength, but I'll be ready.
Yeah.
You know that imagine as a Raider fan, you go into the season, you know, like winning a fight might be the only thing that you win during the season. So I would do the same thing. I'd be prepped.
I'm walking away
go.
With something.
The recommendation too, if you have to get in a fight, which you should never get in a fight,
never
do it at the end of the game when they're really drunk and they're probably just going to fall over on themselves anyways. Right. It's a lot easier fight.
Yeah. Weebles wobble. But
you might as well be intoxicated.
Well, the problem is we're going to have to do a post live game podcast. So I'm not going to be able to get three sheets the way I normally do at the fourth quarter. So it should be fun. I should be very.
I won't order Taco Bell Arizona like last year.
I order $80 worth of Taco Bell.
Eat $2.
My wife still tells me about that.
All right.
Not a good look.
All right, folks. Time to now talk about the 53 man roster. We're going to go position by position, room by room, and also talk about some of the mixing up that has been happening, the churning that Joe Ortiz has been doing.
Heavy churn.
So starting with the quarterback room, we've got Justin Herbert. Easton Stick is still currently there, and we were all banging the table for a new backup quarterback just so we can feel a little more comfortable going into the season. And thank God Joe Ortiz was listening because he got Taylor frickin' Heineke from Atlanta, man.
That was crazy. Was not expecting that at all. That was kind of like, I was working and you're like, Kevin, I'm like, just give me a second. I'm
in the middle of something.
He's like, Kevin, I need to talk to you right now. I'm like, what?
Kevin, you want to see this?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. And he's played some legit football.
No, he's started a whole man. Season. Yeah.
He's played like some legit football.
His starting record, 13-15-1. He's and that was with the Commanders. That's hard to win 13 games with the Commanders.
I'm not gonna lie, I think I won a fantasy week by having him for like a bye week quarterback. So
yeah.
That's great.
He's a streamer.
Yeah, no, this is huge. I mean, because for some reason Cleveland held on to four quarterbacks like they were your dad in fantasy football or something like that.
You know that they thought the same thing that we thought, that they were just going to drop one and we'd scoop them up. So they held on to him hoping somebody would come with like what we offered,
right?
Give him a 6th-round pick and they could at least get something out of it instead of just waving. That didn't happen, and they still ended up waving the guys anyways because no one came to him offering anything. What do you guys think about offering a conditional six round pick for Taylor Heineke?
Well, it looks like it's going to be a 2025 7th-round pick that Atlanta converts into a 2025 6th-round pick should specific conditions be met. So could be a 7th-rounder, which if that's the case, that's cool.
Well, we had a couple of couple sevens, couple sixes next year. So
right.
I, it's this doesn't bother me. This makes me feel a lot happier about the current situation in that quarterback room behind Justin Herbert. And it's just interesting that Easton's still on the 53. I don't think that's going to be the case going into the game. Or he definitely, you know, sticks depth. Or is he dressing? I don't know. I think it might just be a week of practice isn't enough for Heinicke yet, maybe. But, God, I would be willing to do a week of practice with Heinicke over Stick at this point.
And I don't think any of them are getting really practice reps anymore. Like, backups get reps in training camp. Once the season hits, they're not getting any reps during practice.
Okay,
they're
great. Just standing there with the clipboard watching.
Well, then it's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you made me feel way better about the signing key. Yeah, backup is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Sticks still being on the roster is mind-blowing. Because then we were going to talk about some of the guys that we ended up waiving and then re-signing to practice squad that I'm like, I want that guy on the roster. I want him to potentially get in the game. And we still have Stick there. And he's just going to be he's going to be inactive, just kind of sitting there. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't understand the Stick still on the roster thing.
That's all right. I mean, because we didn't see, there's more players to talk about here that we did not see coming. So moves can still happen between now and Sunday. So I expect that to be the case now at this point, because that's what he's shown that he will do, is that moves can happen at any time, at any point in the day. And then Chris Rim also tweeted out, Taylor Heinicke said he was watching the Michigan sign-stealing documentary when he got the call from the Falcons head coach Raheem Morris that the Chargers were trading for him. I was like, oh, that's funny. I was just watching Jim Harbaugh. Weird.
And I said this on Twitter. I watched that documentary with Adam. I'd like to consider it more of a sign borrowing than a sign stealing, because that's kind of what it was. It made, like, now that I know more about college football and the way they do it, like, all the teams were doing it. They just got super caught.
Yeah.
Basically. But kind of. Not.
I didn't even think that's. Yeah. I didn't even think they necessarily got caught.
They didn't either. That's what I learned a lot. You should watch it if you haven't watched it. It's on Netflix.
It's a really interesting
documentary. Definitely watch it. It makes me love Harbaugh even more. It really does.
Yeah. And Minter, quite frankly.
And I don't want to say offer Connor Stallion a job on the Chargers, but. Nah, we can't offer him a job.
But if we want to churn some butter.
If you want to churn some serious butter. No, but go watch it. It was very interesting.
Another fun fact about Taylor Heinicke. You know what college you went to?
Tell me.
Old Dominion. Stone Smart. We have two Old Dominion quarterbacks.
That's right. They're like back to back.
How bizarre is that?
How bizarre.
How bizarre. How bizarre. Let's see. Some other rooms that we got here. We've got the wide receiver room. Palmer, Ladd McConkey, DJ Chark, Quentin Johnston, Darius Davis, Simi Fehoko. Way to go, Simi, and Brendan Rice. So
yeah, they kept Rice and Fehoko. We thought they were gonna
seven wide receivers, man.
We thought they were gonna flip. I thought they were gonna keep six, but they definitely like Rice, and he didn't get the looks from the quarterback in the preseason like we had talked about. Right.
Yeah, I just think that if you let Rice go, he's not gonna make it to the practice squad.
No way.
I feel like they felt like they had to keep him on the roster and just carry seven receivers, which is crazy. But if Simi Fehoko and Brendan Rice are both big time special teamers, then it is totally worth the value to keep seven wide receivers.
Right. Love it. It's a great wide receiver room. I'm excited to see those guys hit the field, man. That's going to be fun. And I think we also picked up another wide receiver either today or yesterday.
As a practice squad.
As a practice squad, yeah. Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
Des Fitzpatrick. So, dude, the wide receiver room is still churning. I love that. Running back room, we're looking at Gus Edwards, J.K. Dobbins, Kamani Vidal. Vidal, excuse me. And then we picked up Hassan Haskins, claiming running back Hassan Haskins off of the waivers. Pretty cool.
And he's a
special teams terror.
Yeah.
And he was, he was with Harbaugh in Michigan. He played,
he was a captain.
18-21 was a captain. Mm-hmm. Had like 2,000 yards rushing there with 30 touchdowns. Like he was like very productive. And I think he's going to come in and be a special teams guy for sure.
It's going to be sick. Nice little reuniting.
Let go of Cornelius Johnson and bring right back in another machine guy.
Right?
I kept the quota.
Yeah, got to keep it balanced. Everything always in perfect balance. Because, I think Jared Patterson initially made the roster.
He did.
Then we brought in Hassan Haskins. So then we moved Patterson to the practice squad, which was where Isaiah Spiller was hanging out for a hot minute. And then we let him go.
Spiller's gone, dude. We kind of felt like that was coming, right? It was kind of the knocking on the door.
Right. Well, I mean, at the very least, it was like, okay, well, maybe he'll make the practice squad and he'll be there just in case. But now, not even a thing.
Yeah, he's gone.
Which is okay. It just it didn't feel like it was working out for him.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a good guy, good kid. Like, he's still young, young. So maybe he'll get an opportunity somewhere. But even anytime he got the ball, there was just no spark there. It just didn't.
Yeah.
It never worked. So
yeah,
it's a bummer. It didn't work. But I'm glad that we have a GM and a management that's okay with cutting ties when it's just, this isn't working.
It's just not working. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a shame. And Godspeed, Isaiah Spiller, wherever you end up.
Yep.
Tight end room, Will Dissly, Hayden Hurst, understandable. We knew those guys were going to make it. But Stone Smart was the other tight end that ended up making it. And I'm so sad.
Old Dominion.
My beloved Donald Parham.
Yeah.
My big brave boy.
Hajos.
He's off to the Denver Broncos, unfortunately.
Why couldn't he go somewhere outside of the AFC West?
He was claimed off waivers.
I know.
It's
but
not
why
his
couldn't
fault.
They somebody else have claimed him, Kyle? I know.
Why couldn't somebody else need a tight end?
He didn't want this. His name he, on didn't the way ask, he didn't ask for this.
He didn't go full Tranquil on us.
Mm-hmm. No.
He just got,
never go they, full Tranquil.
They never go full Tranquil. Talk about Simple Jack.
Dude, they play him twice a year. Like, that's the thing about division rivals is they play you twice a year. They know the good players on your team. Yeah. And when one becomes available, they're going to scoop them up. So,
yeah. So sad to see him go. Yeah. But Godspeed, Mr. Parham, and all your future endeavors.
Be nice to us.
Please.
Yeah, just be nice. Don't be like Jerry Tillery.
Yeah,
please.
Cool.
Be nice.
Let's see, looking at the defensive side, our edge room, Khalil Mack, Joey Bosa, Tuli Tuipulotu, and Bud Dupree.
As expected.
Ridiculous
room.
Edge
Love
room.
It. So fun, so cool. Linebacker so room, good. Denzel Perryman, Deion Henley, Junior Colson, and Troy Dye. Love it.
Studs.
Awesome.
Killer.
DB room, we're looking at Derwin James, Alohi Gilman, Asante Samuel Jr., Christian Fulton, Jasir Taylor, AJ Finley, Dean Leonard, Cam Hart, Tarheap Still, and this just in, Elijah Molden making the group as well.
A trade. Another trade.
Not a scoop. A trade. Yeah.
How do we Titans, feel about that trade, boys? That's a sixth round.
Yeah. So in exchange for a late round draft pick compensation, a starter of most last season, Molden gets a fresh start at the Chargers. So yeah, I want to say this one might be like a 26 draft.
Yeah, it's 2 years. Yeah.
Yeah, it's 2 years away. So we're going to have so many compensatory picks coming up here soon with like the loss of Keenan Allen and Mike Williams and Ogbong Bamiga and Austin Eckler, like all those guys going, like, I don't know if all of them necessarily account to compensatory picks, but we're going to have so many. It's like, yeah, fine. Take my six from 2 years from now.
Yeah, unfortunately, Keenan would have been a huge compensatory. But when you trade a guy, you don't get anything back. It's just when they walk in free agency. So Eck, if he has a big season this year, we'll get something big back for him for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
One with the Molden thing, which if you look at the guys we've added this year, like we've really gone after Titans players like Tier Tart and our other starting cornerback.
Right.
And they're all from Mike Vrabel defenses that were always hard nosed and beat you up. So
yeah.
If they clearly saw something from that team and those players there, and maybe that organization is just falling apart and it's just like, all right, well, can I have that? You're not using it. Can I borrow it?
You don't need that much for it, right?
Yeah. Okay, you know, cool. I got a couple bucks. I'll throw it over to you. You know, and that's kind of what happened, and that's they just, you know, bolstered it more. And they started, you know, people putting up highlights, and he hits, he doesn't mess around, he'll jack you up, and he's really good at blitzing from deep spots in the secondary. And you know, he's really great, his movement's really great, so I'm excited for it.
With that addition, JT Woods got the axe and got sent out of town.
Oh, Philly,
he gone.
Yeah,
he gone.
JT Woods was squad. Signed by the Phillies practice squad, so. Again, Godspeed, Mr. Woods, and
yeah, good luck on the Eagles, my guy.
Good luck.
Yeah, I was intrigued by JT Woods though this year because they had finally moved him over to corner, and I think that's going to be a better fit for him in the long run because he doesn't have the physicality to come hit a running back, and we all saw that. Like he just doesn't. I think that scared him so bad that he couldn't. It affected his coverage as well.
Interesting.
I think as a corner, he has the length to be an NFL corner if he can. Get the skills and the technique. I think he could be an awesome corner in the NFL. So I'm hoping the freaking Eagles didn't just scoop up an all-star corner from us. But I guess we'll see.
I don't think so. I don't think so. He's practice
he just
squad material.
Laughed at him.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I'm still laughing from that joke you made earlier. It really messed up my throat.
We'll get you a cough drop here in the, in the break.
Shit.
And then Chargers, for a second, released safety Tony Jefferson to expect to get him back on the practice squad. And sure enough, they did.
It was the same day. It was August 29th, August 29th. They dropped him, re-signed him. Like, he was just, apparently he only wanted to be there. We have a little inside. Our Patreon brings us some interesting things. Mm-hmm. And we got a little tidbit of information on our last hangout, and he wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
So it's just, awesome.
My question is, I didn't know that, like, 10-year vets could be on the practice squad.
That's a recent rule change. Yeah, that's very recent. So,
well, good for us.
Good for us. Hell
we'll
yeah.
Take it.
Thanks Especially after change. That last game. Holy shit. Like, that guy's just sitting there waiting to go. Like, okay.
Right. Yeah.
Stop. Just keep him on ice. when we're ready for him, we'll crack him open. And then this bit of news came out. Nobody saw this coming. ESPN sources, Chargers reached agreement today with Cameron Dicker, the kicker. On a 4-year, $22 million extension that includes $12.5 million guaranteed, making him one of the top 5 highest paid kickers in the NFL.
The funniest thing that I experienced this week is when the Chargers tweeted out Dicker extended. and I was like, wait, what?
Your fancy?
My 13-year-old brain just couldn't handle it. And then I realized how awesome it was. Mm. So Dicker extended.
Yes. And couldn't have happened to a better guy. I mean, the guy just makes all of his kicks. He's like, what, 95% or something like that? He's missed like 3 kicks.
Yeah. This is a big deal, in my opinion, because all these positions are up for grabs on the whole roster. You can see how much they're turning this over. This is clearly Harbaugh being like, keep this guy, get him signed up right now. Exactly. It's like, we see how important he is. Bring him in, sign him up, get him locked in for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. And Ficken, too, who we kept around as a special teams coach, he's like, just get the deal done before he goes and wins the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And he's going to cost twice as much. Just get the guy done.
So awesome to see we've locked him in. And then they announced the 2024 captains. We're looking at Justin Herbert, Derwin James, Khalil Mack, Denzel Perryman, Bradley Bozeman, and Rashawn Slater as your new 2024 captains.
Wait. But who are the alternates?
I believe, if I remember correctly, one of the alternates goes by the name of Trey Pipkins, if I'm not mistaken.
Kevin, I need you to give a speech. We need a speech right now out of you, apologizing for the years of tarnishing his name.
Perfection is something I strive for. It's not always something I'm good at. I made some comments for the last couple years, and clearly he's a lot better than I thought, and I apologize. I want to tell you, Trey, from the bottom of my heart, I'm interested to see how you play on Sunday, but I'm proud of you. I'm happy for you, Trey.
Yeah, the boys like him, so he's an alternate for team captain for offense, as well as J.K. Dobbins and Alohi Gilman for defense. So,
Alohi, way to get the nod, my guy.
Yeah, so I mean, those are all quick. Those are player voted team captain situations. So,
and then I think coach said that depending on how well the special teams guys do during the week, they will be the captain that week. So it's like a rotating up for available special teams captain week based on how they perform in practice. I love the incentivizing. That's some Pop Warner shit I'm all about.
It is for sure. It's awesome.
It's a lot of fun.
Hell yeah.
And then the last bit that I don't see here on the outline, but I just want to make mention of it. They unveiled the team uniform schedule.
Yep.
And we saw basically powder blues for all the home games, except for the Carolina Panther game. We're going to be wearing powder blue for that. White uniforms for all the away games. And then one Navy game, which is the primetime Monday night Harbaugh Bowl game. Not a royal blue jersey in sight.
Royals are done, dude.
What do we think of that?
No helmet alternates either.
No.
They could still announce it. It could still happen.
Think so?
Maybe.
I feel like it would have been done.
He said it so confidently.
Good. Not likely.
It could happen.
That's just interesting to me that they just completely ditched the royal blues.
We win in Royal Blues and we lose in the Navies.
I know.
Harbaugh's here to fix some shit.
Yeah, don't let the Navy Blues fool you.
Harbaugh is a big Navy guy. It's a Michigan thing.
Here. It might be a Michigan thing. That's an interesting interesting thought. It's a hot take.
It's kind of annoying, but.
Well, what's not annoying is our good friend Chris Gates. Because if you thought training camp was done, oh no, my friend. Training camp is still here. Since you're listening to us, you're obviously a big football fan. But if you have health and fitness goals too, listen up, because we have a new sponsor, Chris Gates, and his online fitness membership program called Training Camp. Training Camp is a monthly fitness program designed specifically for football fans. That's you. You're listening. You're a football fan. You want some fitness? Yeah. Sign up for Training Camp. And it's honestly like nothing I've ever seen before.
And I need it because I'm about to go into a stadium full of Raider fans. So I've been a part of the website for a couple of weeks now, and I'm feeling a little more juiced, a little more ready to go.
There you go. Yeah, I noticed you bought that tractor tire. You're doing those like wheel.
That was a part of his program, but like, yeah.
Let's see. Chris has been coaching people for years. He's a massive football fan, and he's created a community and training camp that blends fitness and sports together to help you achieve your goals while connecting with a community of sports fans doing the same thing. Whether you've struggled to stay consistent in the past, felt confused about what exercises to do, or needed more accountability, Training Camp is here to help. When you join Training Camp, you'll get top-notch coaching from Chris. He'll deliver monthly workout plans to help remove all the guesswork with exercising so you can just show up, put in the work, and have confidence that what you're doing is working. The workout plans are customizable and designed to fit your busy lifestyle so you can stay consistent and see progress. You'll also join the private online Training Camp community where members gather for support, participate in challenges, win prizes, and more. Training Camp is centered around sustainable results. No crash diets or extreme routines. You can drink beer. Thank God. Tailgate for games in the fall and make progress. And Training Camp will teach you how. And you get all this for less than your weekly coffee run cost. In fact, right now, Chris is offering a massive, massive discount.
For us. Charger chat.
Just for you listeners. If you sign up this week, you can get your first month for just $10. That's 80% off the monthly price. Head over to chrisgatesfitness.com/chargerschat. That's Chris Gates, just like our good friend Antonio, chrisgatesfitness.com/chargerschat. Or hit the link in the description to sign up and use the code ChargersChat to get that discount. That's Chargers with an S.
Go check it out.
Go check it out. Get fit.
Yeah,
drink
seriously.
Beer. Get fit. Who says that?
Let's be the sexiest group of fans that ever lived.
Sexiest beer drinking sons of bitches.
Sons of guns.
And while you're working out and drinking beer, you can go on over to our Patreon, patreon.com/chargerchat. Check out all the fun, silly videos we got over there. We just had our fantasy football draft.
That was wild.
That was wild because we had two leagues going at the same time. So some people were like, oh, there goes Herbert. He's like, oh no, he's still available. I think you scooped him up, didn't you? Like in the second or third?
I got him second pick.
Yeah.
Everyone was making Yahoo.
Kevin had 12, 13.
I'm telling you right now, Yahoo hates Justin this year. Yahoo hates every single player on our team. Like everyone. So I got a D plus, but you know, I'm about to shove that D in Yahoo's face. You can take that D and put it somewhere.
And you can put it over at patreon.com/chargerchat. But if you don't want to go over there, it's totally fine going over to our regular website, chargerchat.com. Check out all the fun, silly stuff we got over there. T-shirts, hoodies, and stickers. You can chat it up with other Charger Chatteteers in the members section and ask questions and ask bold fam. So go check out chargerchat.com.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. In order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, folks, it's time to go on to the next segment. It is Fan Focus. And I think this is a new one, right?
Yeah.
First time.
This is Pappy.
Oh.
We had him on. He was kind of on in a previous episode. He met the Brisket Broads in one, and the Brisket Broads.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So we got Pappy, and he loves you guys, and he wanted to say
aww.
Hi.
I love you, Pappy.
Love you, Pappy.
And he's going to be at the home opener, so we get to meet him.
Come on.
Yeah, it's on. All right, guys, we are back with another Fan Focus, and we are super lucky to have Pappy from Central Valley. What is going on, my friend?
Hey, not much. Bolt up.
Let's go, man. Hey, it's Raider week. It's week one of the NFL season. How freaking awesome is that?
I'm ready. This is a great way to start the season and end the season.
You know it. All right. Well, before we get into too much excitement about talking crap about the Raiders, how did you become a Charger fan?
All right. Well, I was born in Inglewood, California, which is where we're playing at now. So, you know, I grew up in Inglewood and El Segundo area, Redondo Beach. And so, you know, in my early years, I wasn't, you know, when the Chargers got here in 60, I was only four. So, you know, I didn't really follow football at the time. But as I got into my high school years, USC and UCLA were a big deal. And being in Los Angeles, you know, I mean, that was Ram country at the time. So by default, I guess I was kind of a Ram fan, but I didn't really get along too well in high school. So when I was 16, I signed in for the Navy. And the day I turned 17, they signed me up. I took the oath and I went to San Diego. But during the, you know, my late teenage years, I'd been watching USC and UCLA because it was a big rivalry. And Oregon would come down occasionally and play against the LA college teams. And so I got familiar with Dan Fouts a lot. You know, he was in a lot of the games. And when I got to San Diego and heard that same exact year, 1973, he got signed with the Chargers, that was it, because he was one of my favorite college quarterbacks. And as you can see by my...
I see him over your shoulder. Let's go.
My Fouts jersey there, you know. Number one dude. In fact, the trio, I don't know if you can see all three.
I see it, dude. That's amazing.
79-83. These three, with Coryell had the biggest, highest percentage passing and yards passing in the NFL. They had, you know, for 4 years straight, they had it. So,
yeah, the MFIC, if I remember correctly, Mr. Fouts. So, no, that's amazing. That was such a, you know, important era for Charger football, and feels like we're getting a new era's beginning. This weekend, we got something new. We got Harbaugh. We have a brand new roster. This thing is changing by the day. I can't keep up with it.
Imagine after 52 years of watching these guys, this will be my 52nd year.
Okay? Let's go.
Imagine, you know, when the players come and go, and I mean, it gets confusing, you know?
Yeah, but, for sure.
Even though Coryell is one of my favorite coaches, Harbaugh's got to be the all-time.
Yeah. No, it's super exciting. And, like, the idea of what we have, who knows what this is going to look like on the field. We haven't seen a lot of these guys play together yet during the preseason. So what are your kind of general thoughts on the team right now, and what are you kind of excited to see?
Well, I mean, you know, understandably, there's a lot of putting together and a lot of work to do and, you know, a lot of one-year contracts and whatever, but since the late 70s, early 80s, I haven't been this excited ever. And I don't think they've had, you know, as much as I like Coryell, I don't think they've had a better coach. You know, I know a lot of people talk about Marty Ball and whatever, but, you know, if you look back, Marty, he was with four other teams as a head coach before the Chargers, and he could never get out of the playoffs, you know. He never won anything. You know, he always got stuck in the playoffs, so. No, I'm just excited. And, I mean, the anticipation is great for this year. But, you know, I mean, to me, regardless, it's at least a five-year period where I just see it getting better and better. So, I mean, if they're great this year, then they're going to be super great next year, you know, and who knows what, you know?
Yeah. No, absolutely. And what a better way to start off the season than a home game against the Las Vegas Raiders. So what are you feel like you have now had some experiences with Raider games and Raider fans and the Raiders. What are your thoughts on the importance of Raider Week and kind of what this is all about?
Well, it's been a contention, you know. I mean, I used to watch John Madden when he was coaching. We hated him back then, you know.
Yeah.
We were, you know, although they're probably, you know, because I hate New England and Kansas City more now. they're still at the top of the list, you know. I think, you know, with the problems they have with their issues, and I just probably 15 minutes ago got something where they're talking about they're doing whatever they can to trade Davante Adams possibly to the Detroit Lions.
That's crazy.
You know, I mean, who knows what's going on with them, and they got Coupon Tom as their GM, so.
Yeah, it's so funny when all these Raider fans come at us with, like, we just beat you, whatever the score was, whatever they scored. I can't even remember what the last game was. I blocked it out of my mind. But I was like, all right, well, that's great. But that roster that you beat that bad, your GM was the guy that made that roster for us. So good luck, buddy. Have fun.
Well, you know, as much as I'm a Chargers fan, you know, I'm also a football fan. And I have three TVs here in this room, you know.
Yes.
As many games as I can, even if the Chargers aren't playing, I'm watching everybody to see how everybody's doing. If it knows we're going to be up against them. So, you know, I mean, it's like, I don't really care. I mean, I've seen scores go up. I mean, you know, Denver lost by 70.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, whatever, you know, shit happens. We didn't have our team out there. Everybody had pretty much given up. So, I mean, whoopee-doo, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I try to say to them as well. But
go look at our enemies. Our schedule enemies, you know?
Yeah. We pissed off Devontae pretty bad with that one. I don't know if you saw that news, but we pissed him off pretty good. Probably going to trade him before Sunday, the way he's probably pissed off at our social media team. You know, but
And to me, you know, there's something totally different with that I see with the Chargers. And, you know, I've never, you know, I have seven children and 20 plus grandchildren. So,
yes, that's awesome. Congratulations. That's awesome.
I mean, I've been, you know, kind of just making ends meet my whole life, you know. So I never really was able to afford to go to games and stuff like that. You know, I did go to, well, I guess you guys know it as Qualcomm.
Jack Murphy.
And, you know, so I went to a lot of Aztec games or San Diego State Aztecs.
Yeah, same.
You know, only because radio stations used to have given call-in trivia contests, and I used to know all the answers, so I'd win them.
Nice.
But, you know, I never really got into it. So I talked to all my kids and everything this year, and they said, you know, you're getting up there, Pop, so go for it. So I'm going for it.
Let's go.
So I got a tour of I couldn't get into to the Bolt when they did the tour because I don't know, that Ticketmaster thing was a mess.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, they did give me I did get a private tour of SoFi, and they took me and my daughter everywhere. I mean, we went everywhere in the stadium, to the celebrity boxes and the training room and
cool,
you know, the health room and the locker rooms. We went into every place there. You know, they took us behind the scenes everywhere. So he got me to get a ticket while I was there for the season. So
yes,
I wanted to go
to some games this year, huh?
I'm going to all of them. Plus, there's a girl that's in the club, and I do want to shout out to all the clubs that are out there. Yeah. You know, I went on the camping trip with the Inland Empire Group.
DHBC.
Yeah, and I went to the thing by the bay, the event by the bay where we met Aloe Gilman.
Yeah,
and and it's funny because Dan and Jake were there from Unleashed. And I didn't even recognize him. And I was standing at the counter like for an hour waiting for a signature and a jersey.
That's awesome.
I didn't recognize him. I had actually left and then had been watching some playback on a YouTube video that they'd done the day before that said they were going to be there. And I'm like, I never saw him. So I ran back there. And it's funny because I went up to the counter. I said, hey, have you seen these guys, Dan and Jake from Chargers Unleashed? And he took off his hat and he goes, yeah. What do you think?
That's awesome. Those guys are rad. I love Jake and Dan. They're so fun.
So I got to spend time with the Bolt Bros. So you know, we had a couple extra VIP tickets because they see the Chargers have reached out to the public so much this year. The events I don't think they've ever done as much as they're doing right now to reach out into the public and then involving, you know, back involving San Diego again, you know?
Yeah, of course.
So, you know, we got, during training camp, I was able to go nine of the training camps.
Oh, great. Oh, so, yeah. You met the Brisket Broads. I remember that. I remember that. That's amazing. Don't they? Yeah, the best?
I hung out with them. Oh, those ladies are the most amazing ladies. And if you want to get a signature, stand by them.
Oh, you'll get them for sure.
They know everybody and everybody, even the photographers and the ball boys, everybody, they all come and talk to her, to those girls. I mean, crazy. She let me take pictures that she had drawn of all these older players that she has in her autograph book.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got pictures of it. Eventually, when I get these, if I frame some of these, you know, I'm gonna put those pictures in with the frame.
That's a great idea.
So, but you know, I wanted to you know, part of going all out was that, you know, I got a seat down in the club section in the corner of the end zone there, so I picked that seat because I'm hoping when they score in that corner on a fade route or something, they're going to toss the ball up to me.
Let's go. Yes. That would be amazing. Dude, that's so cool. I'm so happy for you getting season tickets, and I can't wait to meet you. We have to run into each other at Thunder Alley on Sunday, man. It's less than a week away.
So I got me jerseys for every game that I've just bought this year.
Oh, yes. I love it. Oh man, that's awesome!
So I got my my 8 powder blues now, and I got my Navy and I got only two whites, but I can only afford to go to one away game. So one of the ladies from one of the clubs, I guess she booked like 50 tickets. Mm-hmm. My buddy who's helped me out massively, Micah from High Voltage Club, he's the guy who ran the El Segundo draft party.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Which is where I met him at. I talk to him all. He helps me out with, you know, with events, what events are going on, because it's hard to keep track of what's going on.
It's a lot. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, I mean, again, the Bolt Bros, they were talking about the draft party, and that's how I even went to the draft party to begin with. I heard about that. So, you know, I mean, and I know all the work you guys put in. I mean, it's amazing, you know, how much, and people don't see the behind the scenes of what you guys do, but that's why I got that's why I got this one jersey dedicated to podcasters. So when I get to y'all, that's going on my wall after I get everybody to sign it, you know.
We'd love to, man. We'd love to meet up with you. If you want us to ruin your jersey with our signature, we would be happy to.
Well, you know, it's like all of these jerseys I got hanging here. I went crazy, so I got doubles of all of them. So
I'm keeping
one clean, but nice. The other one, it's like, you know. And the thing is, you know what? I'm approaching 70, so, you know, I mean, I want to see the Chargers win a Super Bowl, and, you know, I mean, these jerseys are great to frame, but I mean, I've got like 15 of them now, so I'm wearing them, you know.
I love it. I can't wait to meet you, man. And, you know, let's wrap this up the way we usually do. You know, what is one of your best, you know, you've been a fan for a long time. What's one of your best Charger memories?
Oh, it's got to be the epic in Miami.
Yeah, of course.
You know? I mean, you know, if you want to talk about hated teams, back in my day, Miami every year, you know, especially in that area I was talking about, 78 when Coryell came in,
yeah,
up to 86. I mean, it was every year, you know, we were in the playoffs against them, you know?
And yeah.
And I think in that 8 or 9 year period, I think we actually had two trips to the AFC title conference game. Mm-hmm. We had three AFC West titles. But yeah, that's Colin Winslow, the man.
Yeah, he's the best. I got him on that jersey right there. He's the man.
There's his signed Hall of Fame football right there.
Love it, dude. That's amazing.
I spent half my day now on the websites looking for Chargers jerseys and gear.
That's awesome. I love it, man. Well, hey, Bappy, I can't wait to see you in less than a week. I have to run into you. Yeah, man, let's get the season started. What a great way to kick off the regular season of Fan Focus is having you on. And it was great to learn a little bit more about you. And we appreciate your time, man.
All right. Thank you for having me. And smash the Raiders.
Let's go. Bolt up.
All right.
Well, Pappy, that was fantastic. First and foremost, thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service,
Pappy. Awesome to hear. And boy, yeah, I hope you get a ball, buddy. That would be just the best thing in the world.
He got the seats for it, man.
I know. You're in the splash zone, as they say.
You have a chance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, like Jim Harbaugh, you better bring your glove.
Yeah.
Your chance is
be ready to go. Put your cleats on.
Yeah.
It's not just any day, it's today.
That's right.
For you to get a football there, Pappy. And you're sure you want us to sign that jersey? You're 100%, because once we sign it, there's no going back. I can't take it out.
He has a whole bunch of other podcasters signed it at training camp, so he wants us on. That's it, awesome. And I told him I'm happy to ruin it for you.
100%. Okay. I will ruin your jersey.
All right. That's awesome, Pappy. Thank you so much for coming
Thanks,
on
brother.
And chat with
us. We'll see you in a few days.
Yes, we're going to... I go throughout my day going like, oh, what a great day. And then like I take a second to think about like, oh, we're gonna be in LA on Sunday. And it just like, oh,
oh, dude, we're about to get a notification.
Like a warm blanket.
We're about to get notified to check into our flight here pretty soon.
No.
Like it's getting like I'm starting to get like having to coordinate stuff with people there now. And I'm like, oh, this
like
is
my heartbeat is racing.
It's on.
Like, hey, you got the kids?
Yeah. It's like we need our grocery list. What do we want at our house? Like there's just a lot of shit to figure out.
There's a lot going on and it's coming in hot and heavy, and I can't wait for it. Well, folks, it's time to go on to the next segment that you can't wait for. Ask Bolt fan.
Time to put your money where your mouth is.
Hi, guys.
Don't jam a thumb up his bottle. That's what you do.
I wet myself in excitement.
Both are hungry.
Your thoughts are like totally appreciated.
Catch you later, dude.
Okay, love you, boy.
That's right, folks. Time for Ask Bolt Fam. And we start at the top with Mickey Coates.
Okay.
Who asked the question. What's better, the night before the first Chargers game or the year or Christmas Eve?
Maybe Christmas Eve when I was seven, but no longer. There's nothing like the night before the first Charger game because we're together. Yeah. We're at our house. We're hanging out. There's nothing like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We spend so long just talking to each other through a webcam that like being able to hang out all together. It's the Charger chat. Going to a game, walking in the stadium, the energy, the electricity, the sounds, the smells, all of it.
Yeah, don't stop. Oh,
the sights.
More. The pappies.
The feel of the chairs. The high fives everywhere. Oh, there's
guys, you get to see Harbaugh in real life. He's going to be right there.
I'm going to be the creepy guy with the binoculars, dude. I am.
Staring at Harbaugh.
And instead of Charger girls, I'm going to be staring at our coach. That's what it's going to be.
It's so good. Yeah, it's the night before the first Charger game of the year. Mickey, that's the best night for
it's
sure.
The best.
Thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to JP Goody, who asked the question.
We are on the cusp of having real, actual, regular season football games to chat about. I can't wait to see our season opener against the Raiders. What a way to kick off the Harbaugh era. Every video about the upcoming game is filled with comments from Raiders fans mentioning 63-21. They bring it up constantly. I can't not wait to shut up those silly Raider fans who don't realize that the game was the best thing that happened to the Chargers in almost 20 years. We got Harbaugh, the Raiders got Telesco, and the rest is history with the Raiders sucking butt so hard. Since we still have some time to go till the regular season kickoff, I'll make do with a non-football question that is of the utmost importance. I've been listening to you guys for over a year now, and every time you guys intro the Ask Bolt Fam segment, I hear Woldog say, "Go jam a thumb up his butthole." That's what you do. I gotta know. What in the hell are you guys talking about when you made that quote? A million thanks to you guys for helping the Chargers faithfully get through the long dry spell of the offseason. FTR, SMB, and can't love you, boy. Right up his battle, that's what you do.
So I don't remember the story. I know where it originally came from, but I don't know how it came on this show.
I mean, it was just somebody asking for like a Crocodile Dundee voice, and so I did that, but I regressed back to my South Park days when they did Steve Irwin on the show, and he just constantly wanted to shove his thumb up every animal's butthole for some reason. So it just kind of became a thing.
Yeah.
And it's what? On the intro of every Asshole Fan. I don't think about that until somebody points it out.
300 episodes.
Every episode, you're going to hear the word butthole.
Yeah. A lot of butts and buttholes in the show.
Sets the tone.
Yeah.
I feel like we used to have a... We used to have a consistent Ask Bolt Fan from Australia.
We and did, yes.
They're gone.
I'm sure they're coming back.
Come back
to see some time.
Yeah, it's off-season.
But now we're very excited. Yeah, the 63-21 is so funny. Now all I can do is just smile and
dude,
laugh.
My barber is a Raider fan, and we were talking.
That's risky.
I try to be respectful.
No, don't do the beard, just the hair. Not close to the jugular, you know.
No, he's a good guy. I don't know why he's a Raider fan.
Doubt
he's
it.
A good guy.
Yeah.
Nobody's perfect.
We were talking about how week one is Raiders Chargers. I was like, yeah, we have to like give some payback for what happened in the last game last year. And he said, and I was like, yeah, well, what happened was we fired Tom Telesco and you guys hired him, like kind of laughing under my breath. And he's like, yeah, he's done a really good job so far. I'm like, oh, really? Okay.
We're in the honeymoon phase. Did you hear about that?
But I feel like Tommy T is ninja. We used to think he was ninja in his like acquiring players. I think he's more of a ninja with getting people to like him somehow. We were on board with Tommy
Kindness
for
ninja.
A long time.
Yeah.
Like we believed in the guy and it just for 10 years didn't work. So
yeah.
This is a cheers to a decade of the Raiders thinking they have a good GM.
Yeah, cheers. Buddy.
Well, and for me, it's like that's all they're bringing up. So my thought is, you know, you can live in the past, but in my opinion, Raider fans are on the clock right now. Well, their know. Happiness and their they excitement know. Is on the it's fucking on the clock right now.
They know.
Because
they
know. Sunday night at 9, 10 o'clock, they're going to go back to how they felt when they never made the playoffs and they knew they were going to have it. They know. They're just right. being ridiculous. So
yeah.
you can take your, you know, your ancient rings and they're not going to help you either.
Shove
they're
them
not,
straight up your butthole.
Right up your butthole. Yeah.
All right. There you go, JP Goody. Thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Cody Luna, who asked the question.
Hey, fam. Just wanted to show you guys an idea of something I'm doing this season and get your thoughts. I printed a poster out for the schedule this year, and I will be marking wins and losses throughout the year. I have a feeling there'll be a lot of W's.
All right. So, yeah, they sent us a picture of this poster, and let me share it with you guys real quick. All right, check that puppy out.
I love it.
Very great nice. Poster. I love these stickers.
Yeah, those are killer.
Mac Bosa, the Harbaugh LA Chargers sticker, and our beautiful Herbie.
Oh, where do I get that Harbaugh sticker at the bottom left?
Yeah, don't gatekeep it,
dude. Cody. Please tell me. I'm just taking over my wife's minivan. It's my car now, and I'm stickering the back out of that bitch. So I need some good stuff to make it feel like my own.
Some primo stickers.
It's no longer like a bedazzled license plate. It's like I'm putting some hard shit on the back.
But yeah, I think this is a fantastic poster, and I think there are going to be a lot of W's.
Hell yeah.
Especially week one. You could probably just write the W.
Yeah, just put it on there.
Week one and week 18 sandwich. Let's go.
Yeah.
It's the Wonder Bread, the Winder Bread of the season.
Winder Bread.
Remember that. Done. Lock that away for week 18.
Wonder Bread.
All right. There you go, Cody. We love it here. Thanks for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Boltopia, who asked the question.
I don't ask many questions. This is just my second time, but I do love you guys and listen every week, and I really appreciate you getting us through the long off season. Since we have so many newer Chargers fans, and this is Raider Week, I think it's very important for them to understand why we do hate the Raiders so much. I'll go first, but I would love to hear all of your thoughts on this topic as well. I hate the Raiders more than any other team in sports, and by a wide margin. It seems like the black and silver colors have always attracted punks and hoodlums to be Raiders fans. There were gangbangers at my high school in the 90s, and they were all Raiders fans. I have many Charger fan friends that have had horrible interactions with Raiders fans at games over the years. The Raiders fan base just has no class, and they are a bunch of punks. I love to see them lose almost as much as I love to see the Chargers win. Family, trust, respect. K, love you, bye. Boltopia in San Diego.
It's real.
Yeah.
It's real.
Oh, let me count the ways for why we hate the Raiders.
I remember not being able to go to games because there was so much violence in the stands at Jack Murphy, back when it was Jack Murphy. My dad, we had season tickets. He wouldn't take us to those games.
No.
Like, he just wouldn't do it. He wouldn't take his young kids to go see that game because they've always been like that. Yeah. And they're not even good at talking shit. They're so basic. They're so basic. And they're sus. You know what I mean? Sus. I don't know. I'm trying to be young. Trying to be young.
You've got your 2020 lingo there.
I felt 40 sus, shit and
they don't slap.
There's no slapping.
No riz. No,
but they're not
cooked.
They're not fun to talk to. Like, they're not. You know when you can, like, with another opponent, you can, yeah, like, give each other shit and have fun? It's not like that with Raider fans at all. I've never had a good back and forth. I've had people try and fight me. We went to one game where I was standing in the line, and this one guy, we're trying to get like food or something, this guy legitimately started to try and fight me, and I was like, why? I didn't barely even talk to you, bro.
Like, it's like a total mix of the fans sucking, but also the players suck too. Like, they're the most penalized team in the NFL because they're just I don't know. You put that Raider uniform on, you just turn into a bad guy.
Yeah.
It's like, Jerry. Just because I'm a bad guy doesn't mean I'm a bad guy. You know? Yeah. But they are bad guys.
And they are.
I remember as a kid, like, one time they played the Raiders in Oakland, and they were throwing, like, car batteries at LT when he scored a
car touchdown. Car batteries?
Like 9 volts.
Batteries?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I meant batteries.
Holy shit.
They were throwing
trebuchets launching them onto the field.
It's tougher to get hit by one of those. You're not walking away from that.
Yeah.
You get your message across.
Yeah.
But yeah, like they're just like it's the fans for sure. They suck.
Yeah.
But it's also like something about putting that uniform on. You turn into a not good guy.
Right. You just turn into a nut job that I don't know if there must be something in the silver paint that like seeps into the skin and like goes straight to your brain.
Yeah.
But
what was that Bail Bonds? We talked about this a couple years ago. That Bail Bonds commercial. Remember that? Where it was like,
oh,
the
yeah,
Raider
it was
games.
The San Diego one. And like, yeah, it was like Raider week. So here's my number.
What was that called, Kyle? Do you remember that?
What, King Solomon Bail Bonds?
Yeah, that's it. I remember that vividly. Yeah.
That's awesome. It's better to know me and not need me, than to need
to know me and not know me.
I'm
sorry. I f***ed that up.
Yeah, you did mess that up.
A couple times. I think twice.
It's been a while since you've been in San Diego.
It's been a minute. Yeah.
Yeah. Since you watched a King Solomon Bail Bonds commercial.
It's been a minute. What do you mean I subscribe to him on YouTube? I get all of his shit.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, that slaps. Boltopia, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Athir Kadir.
Athir
Kadir.
Who asked the question? Judge and Shep, my babies! I love you all equally, especially my lovely coach, Kyle. I'm so excited. I cannot wait, baby. I want to start with this. Everyone overlooking Herbert, this kid is special. He never had great coaches at defense, top 12, not to mention running game, baby. Well, he does this year. Watch out. Beware. AFC Juggernaut, your thoughts, my boys. Please start with my life. Wall-dog and go around on this comment, please. Now to my questions. I have two, please. First question, baby. What do we expect from Roman Harbaugh and Herbert the first possession we get the football, baby? Second question, how aggressively will Minta be against the Raiders offense knowing they have a poo-poo of a quarterback, baby? We start with my lovely coach, Kyle, Harbaugh assistant, then Kevin, my awesome friend, last, my love, my life, my heart, Bulldog, baby! Full prediction, defense, first half, 5 sacks, 3 turnovers, 2 touchdowns. Let's go, FTR, baby!
Okay, now, Adam, I need you to break down the questions in here for me, please.
I will. I'm here okay. for it. So let's start at the top, because he just had a comment about people basically underappreciating Herbert, and like because he's never had a top 12 defense, and we haven't had a running game in God knows how long, so everybody needs to watch out. And I completely agree with you, Athir. Those are two things that I think have been holding back people from appreciating the wonder and majesty that is Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
Because he is just the best. He's just great. I mean, I remember somebody pointing out that he has like the least turnoverable balls thrown. Like it's the lowest.
He's the only one better than Tom Brady.
Like, yeah.
In the last 10 years.
His throws are not bad throws. They're the best they're the best that you could ever ask for. And the guy, I mean, he's just a tough son of a bitch. Like, he plays until he can't. Like, he's breaking his fingers, his ribs. He's got now the plantar fasciitis, which I'm sure is going to come up at some point in the season. That's going to bug him. But he's going to play through it. He's a tough guy. He wants to win. And he absolutely is just the best quarterback in the league, hands down, and everybody underappreciates him.
Yeah, the guy has no running game, no defense, and everyone's mad at him for not winning
more games.
Yeah,
it's his fault for some reason.
Yeah.
Now to his questions. What do we expect from Roman, Harbaugh, and Herbert on the first possession we get the ball? What's the first drive going to look like for the Chargers?
We're running the football.
It's a steady dose of JK and Gus the Bus right down your throat.
We're going to get Max Crosby off. He's not going to be able to pin anything back in the first couple series. You're not going to be able to. I think that's what the plan is.
Yeah.
You want to get ahead of the chains. You don't want to get in third and longs where he knows you have to pass. So yeah, you're going to try to first and second down, get the ball down.
Let's get this run game
yardage and then take some shots down the field for sure.
Yeah.
And who's to say, and usually defenses come out super jacked up, especially week one. So that first series might be, you get a couple yards here and there, punt it, get it back once they've chilled the F out a little bit, and then we'll start really doing some damage. That also is an option.
First play of the game,
You just like a 70-yard run.
Shot. Just a deep shot to DJ Chark down the sideline. Everyone thinks run. Just play action. Foop, right over the top.
We zig.
That'd be sick.
We're supposed to zag.
Yeah.
And then how aggressive will Minter be against the Raiders offense, knowing they've got a poo-poo of a quarterback? Very. The answer is very.
Very aggressive. Poo-poo.
No, well, very aggressive, I think. I think Bosa, Mack, Dupree, Thule, these guys are going to just go to town.
We haven't seen them all together yet, so I'm just really excited about what the edge, what we're going to be able to do with our edge guys without having to blitz a ton. Mm-hmm. You know, if you do that, what the hell are you going to do? You know what I mean? So I can't wait for this. I'm so excited for the offense, but I can't wait to see the defense. I'm usually the other way around. Like, I want to see what the offense is going to be.
Right.
But I think the offense, we have an idea, but the defense, like, they were doing some crazy shit in the preseason and without their starters, and they were looking good.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's put some starters out there and see what this defense does. So there you go, Athir, buddy. Thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to DJ Jones, who asked the question.
Hey, it's game week. Welcome to the show. In these exciting times that we're having, my questions for y'all is, what position group are you most looking forward to seeing seek and destroy this season? And which player, one offense and defense, are y'all waiting to see? Okay, love you, bye.
All right, what position group are we most excited to see? There's a lot to be excited about because there's a lot of new things that we are not necessarily knowing what to see with this team.
I say offensive line because I don't fully know how that's going to work. And then edge rushers because I know exactly how that's going to work. So you get a little bit of both. Anticipation, I hope it's great. I know it's going to be great. So okay, I'm excited for both of those equally. Sorry for stealing one of your answers.
No, that's good.
No, that's okay. There's plenty of position.
There's a lot.
Not
yeah.
many that I'm not like intrigued by.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited for J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards.
Big time.
I think it's going to be such a big part of our offense that we didn't get to see at all in the preseason.
Yeah.
I was going to say wide receivers, but all of them played in the preseason. So we got a little taste of it. Mm-hmm. I'm still excited to see what those guys look like with Justin Herbert, but I think J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards are I just want it to be the most magical. Just I just want to be able to run the football. Mm-hmm. Like tonight, Kevin, our bet, Florida State, Boston College.
Why you got to bring that up?
Boston College just ran it right down their throat, and there's nothing they could do. Yeah, it's right. So sweet.
When you're right, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, the running backs for sure. I think are
you didn't want to say I was wrong. You were about to say I was wrong, but you just switched it to.
I could, right? I've been betting like shit for 3 years.
Tighten it up, Kev. You got.
I know I'm sucking ass.
Plenty of season to bounce back.
Sucking butt over here.
The running backs are definitely a big one for me because we just have not had that. And I'm curious to see what the just what the linebackers are going to be too. I mean, we've seen, you know, Denzel Perryman in the past, but Troy Dye and Junior Colson, like those are two guys that should be really fun to watch. And then Deion Henley, man, this is his time to shine and like really show what kind of a player he is. So this is just, it's going to be fun on both sides of the ball, baby. And we're ready for it. DJ Jones, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Andrew Ramsey, who asked the question.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Oh, laddie, now let's get down tonight. Oh, laddie, your heart just like an oven. I need your loving. And laddie, I can't hold it much longer. It's getting stronger and stronger when I get that feeling. I want Lad McConkey and Dukonkey. Oh, laddie, he makes me feel so fine. Helps me to relieve my mind. Andrew McConkey, baby, is good for me. Andrew McConkey is something that's good for me. Feels so good having a Chargers love again. Each of you pick a brand new Chargers face you are excited for. Vet rookie newly signed since last week. And sing a love song to them. Post sort of roster finalization. Chef Ortiz is still cooking. K, love you. Bye.
Dude, you know what you reminded me of?
What?
What? We just watched this movie together. You reminded me of Long Legs in there for a hot second. He gave me some Long Legs energy.
Not once, not twice, but as many times as I like.
Oh, shit.
All right. Good. I know he wanted that in like the sexual healing style. But
you with long
that's
legs.
That's not a common rotation in the Wool Dog household.
That was so good, though.
Had to wing it.
That was great.
Mr. Ramsey. All right. So a player, a face we're excited for. It could be a vet rookie or newly signed.
I'm not doing a love song, but I'll say my player.
You can do what's that short poem? The haiku. Yeah, I can do a little haiku for him. We'll accept haikus.
I'm not going to do that either. I'll just talk about my player.
I'm not going to do
you
that.
Guys come up with your love songs, right? But I'm every single year, it feels like there's so much expectation behind this player that I just can't wait to see him on the field. And it feels like over the last couple of years, it's been a little bit of a letdown because they haven't been as involved as I think they should be. And it's Derwin James because I don't know, like he's just so good at football. And he's just not been a part of effective game planning. Mm-hmm. And so it's just been kind of a bummer to watch him get wasted for the last two or three years. So I can't wait to see what Jesse Minter does with Derwin James on Sunday.
Excellent. I felt the love.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good.
I'm excited for him too. This is for you, Andrew. This is who I'm most excited about, and you can suck my butt because our group chat on Patreon, we've been going back and forth a little bit, but you're excited about Ladd. I am too. I'm also excited about Numero Uno.
Andrew Ramsey has given up on Quentin Johnston, just so the world knows.
Just so they know.
He's, I mean, if you didn't tell from that love song for Ladd McConkey, he's very much looking forward to
him and Dirty Ferdy.
Yeah,
they're haters.
Ladd McConkey.
Oh, we love you guys, but yeah, you kind of love you haters sometimes.
Let's see, a player I want to write a love song for.
Not once.
Let's see. I'm gonna say Gus Edwards, because he could rush once, rush twice, but as many times as he likes, and get into that end zone and really just kickstart this run game, baby.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round till they run over a Raider. Hey,
there it is.
I had hopes for that. And halfway through, I was like, I have no way to finish this properly.
How do I wrap it along?
I can't wrap this shit up. I should have taken that improv class.
That's all right. There you go. Andrew Ramsey, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Tony Francis, who asked the question.
What the f*** is up, cadets? Raiders week is upon us. Are we almost to the moment where we finally get to smack those butt-sucking piss turds around? My first question is directed at you, Coach. How many passing yards and touchdowns do you predict for Justin Herbert? My next question is directed at you, Kev. Which Charger wide receiver catches Justin's first TD of the season? This one should be easy, right, Coach? My last question is directed at you, Wool Dog. What does the lead need to be before Harbaugh pulls Herbert and puts in the backup QB? See you boys on Sunday. Thunder Rally, motherfuckers. Football is back. F*** the Raiders. F*** the Raiders. F*** the Raiders. And suck my butt.
Tony.
Oh, Tony.
Oh, Tony.
You saucy minx. All right. As usual, Tony's got three questions for each of us, starting with you, Coach. How many passing yards and touchdowns are you predicting for Mr. Herb?
Okay, so I think we're going to get up in this game and be able to run the ball, so don't get mad at me, Kevin, for my prediction. I'm going to say 220 passing and two touchdowns. So he's going to throw for 220 yards and two two touchdown passes. Because I think we're going to have 180 plus yards on the ground and a couple more touchdowns running the ball. So 220 and two tutties. Sorry for your fantasy team, Kev. That's still a good one.
Like I've said 100 times before, my fantasy leagues can go suck a butt when it comes to me caring. If the Chargers win, I don't care about fantasy at all.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me.
Always.
It's a consolation.
Yeah. If we win and I win that, it's awesome. But it usually never happens. Chargers usually win and I lose my fantasy league. It's like always like that.
Always in perfect game. Balance.
Yeah.
All right, Kev, which Charger wide receiver catches Justin's first TD of the season?
I want to say Quentin. I just don't think he's going to be the first game. He's going to be on the field as much as some of the other guys. From what we've seen, but he's going to blow up, break out at some point. I don't think it's Kevin. The first touchdown. I'm going to go.
Careful.
I'm going to go Palmer. Palmer first touchdown.
Good answer.
Is that what you wanted me
all
to
reliable.
Say? Reliable. That's what you wanted? Okay.
If you're not going to say Quentin Johnston, then you have to go with Josh Palmer.
Yeah. I would love to say Ladd McConkey, but I think Palmer is probably the move.
Yeah. I could agree with that. And then what does the lead need to be to pull Herbert? Got to be at least like 24, right?
What does the lead need to be to put in Harbaugh?
Better question. I love that question.
That's anytime.
He's got his cleats on. Yeah. He's ready.
Just make sure he's got his jersey ready because he might need it. Yeah.
They do it in baseball. There's managers.
Do they really?
There's managers that play. Yeah. Really? Hillary's dad was a playing manager in the minor leagues. He was the manager and he DH'd. He's like, you know what? I can hit this guy. Put me in.
I'll put me in.
Yeah. Guess who's going in?
Me.
That's what I'm saying. Harbaugh, third. It's like a third down. He's like, I know exactly what I need to do right now. Mm-hmm. He just puts himself in the game. That'd be sick. That'd be sick if coaches didn't take a roster spot.
I New totally rule. Get a stick spot.
Raj, are you listening?
Good luck, Andy Reid.
Wait, what? I was just about to say, what one coach would you want to see play down in the NFL? Andy Reid would die.
100%.
One snap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything on the field, Andy Reid.
Yeah. Or Mike McDaniel. I could see him eating it pretty hard.
Smacked around a little bit.
Yeah. I'd say a 24 point lead. And I think it's more importantly, like what point in the game? I'd say, you know, halfway through the fourth quarter, 24 point lead. Yeah. Pull Herbert. We're good.
Pull it.
So there you go. Tony Francis, thank you, buddy, for asking the question.
See you, Thunder.
Can't wait to
see you there, buddy. Let's move it on now to B. Junior, who asked the question. What's up, Charger chat? It's finally Raiders week, and it's time to shut their 63-21 asses up. Coach Kyle, how do you think Coach will be different from Staley in his first regular season game back? And what kind of good adjustments/decisions do you think Coach Harbaugh will make throughout the course of the game to help us win? Kevin, who do you think has the best game individually on defense? And Wooldog, who do you think scores the first TD of the season on offense? Family, trust, respect, and suck my butt.
That voice of suck my butt.
Welcome back. Suck my butt.
New intro.
That's the new intro for Askball Fan for sure.
We'll work on that.
Butt stuff in the intro.
We're very butt centric here at the Charger Chat. All right, Coach, another question for each of us. How do you think Coach Harbaugh will be different from Staley in his first regular season game back? And what kind of good adjustments or decisions do you think he'll make?
Yeah, I think anybody remembers this, but when Staley first came into the league, he was the big balls Staley, like go for it on every fourth down. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I'm going to be aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Analytics.
Analytics. Yeah, it's like the new age of football. I think Harbaugh is going to be very different. I think he probably tunes into analytics and hears it, but he's a football guy. He played in the NFL. He's been in football his entire, like, that's just all he knows is football. I think when the decision comes down, like, I have to make the choice, he leans on his history. So I think it's going to be a lot different in that perspective. I think you're going to see more traditional situations of coaching of, hey, yeah, we need a punt here. Hey, yeah, we need to take the points and kick the field goal. I think that will be pretty drastically different. And I'm also hoping for second half adjustments. It felt like we never had second half adjustments, and then they would just make the excuse that, hey, there's not as much time as you think at halftime.
Yeah,
you
know, like, that's what we heard.
Some of us have to pee, okay?
I'm like, what are you talking about? There's plenty of time for you to go in there.
These orange slices aren't going to eat themselves, yeah. Coach.
Dude, I coach high school football. I had enough time at my halftime to be able to make adjustments. I would meet with my coaches before we walked in to talk to the team. Like, hey, where are they killing us? We would handwritten notes of like the plays that we ran, where they were effective, which direction they were running the ball, were they running strong or weak? Like, what did we do well on offense? And then we would go over, okay, we need to make these adjustments. Okay, let's go talk to the team. You can make those adjustments. This is not insane. It's not like 5 seconds you're in the locker room taking a pee and then going back out. There's plenty of time. I mean, we have time to go up, go pee, get a drink, get food, get back to
pee
our
again.
Seats.
Like, right, pee again. Yeah.
You got plenty of time to make a little adjustment. So that's honestly what I think he's just a football guy. So I think you're going to see second half adjustments. You're going to see more traditional play calling as far as like situational timeouts, going forward on fourth down, punting, kicking field goals, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Kevin, what is the best game on defense?
I'm feeling very pro my brother this episode. So I'm going to say Derwin James.
Ooh, bring it.
Ooh, yeah, I think Derwin James. The fun answer is Khalil Mack to have him another 6 sacks or some whatever shit he did last year again would be awesome. I don't know if that lightning's in that bottle. I think it's going to be spread out a little more, and I think Derwin's going to get in the mix.
What about one of those Travis Kelce pickup slams, but on Brock Bowers?
Power bomb? Yeah, power bomb. Just that
power bomb. Welcome to the NFL.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
I like that.
Delicious.
Very
Cheers
good.
Keys.
And who's getting the first TD of the season? Gus Bus, baby.
Gus Bus
gonna truck that baby right in.
Nice.
I like that.
B Jr., thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Doobie Doo, who asked the question.
It's Raider Week. All right, I need your guys' help with something because I know how Charger fans get. Can we explain to fans not to freak out over our DB room if Devontae Adams gets open a lot? Let's give it some time before we burn it down. He's the top wide receiver in the NFL, and I know people expect the best at all times. Now, quick question. Do we get a pick this game, and who gets it if so? 28-13 Chargers, both you fuck up and suck my butt.
I love that Doobie-Doo. Yes. I think you might be certified fresh, too.
Could be.
That rhymes.
Doobie-Doo. All right. Who's getting the pick?
Doobie-Doobie-Doo.
Doobie-Doobie-Doo. Doobie-Doobie-Doo.
What do you think, Kev? Who's getting the pick?
I want to say it's like a weird one. It's like a tip at the line of scrimmage and a linebacker is going to get it. I think we're going to bat down some balls. So let's say Deion Henley first interception.
I like going that. That's Deion. Fun. I don't think that'll be the case. I'm
Hands up,
go
he's
with
a short quarterback. Gardner Minshew's a little guy.
It is true, yeah. I like it. I like
it. It's just
like
a little guy.
It's a little one.
I just think the guy that is the biggest ball hawk on our team is Zaunt. He just finds a way to turn the ball over so much. And
chances are he's going to be guarding Devontae. So if he's going to be getting targets a lot, Asante's
Yeah, I don't
be
think
there.
He's going to. I don't think that we're have a like a. He's not that kind of guy that's going to follow him around the field, but he will be on him a lot of the time. And I think that they probably like that matchup with his size against Devontae. So we'll get a good volume of balls thrown his way. So I don't know. I go with the statistics of a corner getting a lot of balls thrown their way and him being able to make a play.
Yeah. Just to say somebody different, I'll go with Alohi Gilman. I think he'll get one.
So we got a linebacker, God, safety, and a DB. I know. Let's go.
I'm so excited about every player that we talk about.
Oh, all right. There you go, Doobie-Doo. Thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Brandon, who asked the question.
Short and sweet. Do you think old Tom just kicked his feet up and said, well, my job's done. Good luck to the head coach. I mean, turnovers, trades, it's almost like we have a competent GM now.
accrochez ta tes face. That's French for hold on to your butts. This year is going to be unlike anything us Charger fans have ever seen. FTR, burn the kingdom, tame the donkey, super mighty bolts, boobies, go Chargers, go. Okay, love you, bye.
We have very specific buttons you can press on the show to make that a will laugh. Make us happen. Giggle. It's like a soundboard.
You say boobies. Boobies, we all laugh.
Boobies. Yeah, dude. I mean, the funny thing on Twitter now when seeing Raider fans go like, so we still need some help in the DB room, and hopefully Tom picks somebody up here pretty soon, right? I mean, that's going to happen, right? And just nothing. Crickets.
No. He clearly did not watch anything that he right. did for 10 years.
He prepared for a press conference where he says, I feel good about our guys right now. I feel good about our room. I think we've got the guys.
What do you think about Family Feud? You know, like when they say, like, what's the best comeback for a Raider fan? Family Feud, first one, look at your GM. Tom Telesco is the number one comeback if somebody's giving yeah. you shit in the
parking
lot. Tom Telesco.
Yeah, it's those... chickens are going to come home to roost here pretty soon there, Raider fans. So
yeah,
be work. Ready for that. Or it's going to come quick and fast. Brandon, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Daryl Sandlin, who asked the question.
Hey, guys. Oh, as we're gearing up for the Faders, I find myself too excited for an actual football question. So I went to Missy, and she demanded to ask this one. Here she comes. Oh, have you guys heard? Or can you confirm the theory that the yellow pants are gone? Thea mentioned it on Saturday, and Missy is having a hissy fit. Have you guys heard this confirmation, or do we need to hold Thea to a bet? FTC, FTB, and FTR. Can love you, bye.
Cannot confirm that the yellow pants are gone, and I hope they aren't because I love the powder blue and yellow pants.
I feel like that would have been an announcement. It wouldn't be like a we're just gonna sneak.
Well, you would have thought
the
royal jerseys would have been an announcement that they're not bringing it back, but
well, they're gonna wear those in the playoffs and the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it feels like we usually have, and I know we do usually have. We usually have a royal game and a Navy game, but we usually have more than one like specialty uniform game.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of a letdown to only have the Navy game.
Yeah. But as far as the yellow pants go, I remember, I think Andrew brought it up during our draft. And I was like, well, didn't they wear them in the preseason? And they actually didn't wear any yellow pants in the preseason. So,
but also someone said that they didn't have them in the previous uniform releases. They never have.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, they've never announced the pants situation. But it is interesting that that we didn't see them in the preseason. So I think the yellow pants are coming back.
They 100%
it. It's just, it's back. Too good of a combo to give that up. Just
it could be week one.
How
too.
Basic is that? White pants?
Yeah.
After Labor Day? Come on.
It'll be easier to see all the blood that we murder on the field.
Yeah. So I can neither confirm nor deny there, Daryl, but I guess we'll find out. Come home opener. Maybe we got some yellow pants there. Daryl, take it easy on Missy. I know she had a hissy fit, but that's okay.
Meow.
Daryl, thank you for asking the question.
Thanks, Daryl.
Let's move on now to the K-Man, who asked the question.
Will Bosa keep having medical issues throughout the season? I say he's bucking very hard for the Team China Doll Award once again. I am not convinced he's healthy and will be back to normal. FTR and SMB big time this coming Sunday.
Okay, man.
Yeah, we haven't really talked about the Joey Bosa hand fracture.
Well,
he's a Terminator now. It's metal plates and shit in there. He's going to be awesome.
they did show pictures that he's got the club off, so he's practicing without it on anymore, so he's bouncing back. That's got to be for something, right?
Yeah, if he's a China doll, he got that toy fixer from like Toy Story 3, the guy that comes in and fixes Woody. You got one of those guys. He's all good now.
Dude, I love your references tonight. They're you're on fire. Good, right? Yeah, dude.
That was one of my favorite scenes of all of Toy Story. I don't know why. Watching him like do his with the clean glass, like the magnifying glasses.
Yeah, clean them up real nice.
So, yeah, I think innocent until proven guilty there, K-Man. So.
Track the track records on your side, K-Man. Yeah, well, I hope you're wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel where you're coming from.
Yeah, we totally feel where you're coming from. But let's hope. Let's pray together.
Gotta have faith, the faith, the faith.
That Joey and Khalil just
got full season.
Joey! K-Man, thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to Charging Buck, who asked the question.
Ooh.
One thing that has been pretty consistent throughout the preseason is how well our defense has looked. I think it's safe to say that so far it seems that Minta might just be the defensive guru that we all wish Staley would have been. Obviously, time will tell, but I have to ask, could we see a defensive player of the year on this team this season? If so, who are you thinking to win that award? Can't wait for the fantasy leagues to start since it's Raider Week. Family, trust, respect. K loves you. Bye.
All right. Hmm. Defensive player of the year? Here?
What's the position on defense that usually gets that award? Like, what's the...
It's a good question.
Because not a lot of nose tackles are winning that.
I would say it's got to be like Pat. Well, it has been Aaron Donald in the past, who is defensive tackle, but really is a pass rusher. I don't know who won it last year. Who won it last year? Should we hit him with a ba-da-ba-da-ba?
I've already got it up. Myles Garrett, who is defensive end for the Cleveland Browns. Yeah.
So all right, pass rushers. Let's pick a pass rusher then. Somebody with an incredible amount of sacks.
Khalil Mack.
Deal. I'm in.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Dude, Khalil Mack being as deep into his tenure with the NFL, getting a defensive player of the year.
He's got the name that could win it. You know, if he has a good season, he's got enough fans. Yeah, I think it's
Khalil Mack. I love that. Great answer. No changes, no notes.
It's perfect. Leave it alone.
Perfect. Stop it. Don't look at it.
He's perfect.
Yeah.
Charging Buck, thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to Bolt to the Future, who asked the question.
All right, guys. It's officially Raider Week. Remember, Gardner Minshew is a little ass boy. How many sacks are we getting on Sunday? FTR, K love you boy.
I'm going to say between 4 and 6. I haven't really fully narrowed it down yet. Might be a part of my bold prediction on Friday.
4 and 6? So let's say 5?
Let's say 5 right now. Okay. I'm going to go 5. Utah, give me 5.
All right.
You know who's number 5?
Palmer. First touchdown. Palmer. Yeah. It's good number.
We're connecting dots here.
Yeah.
It's all coming together.
That is funny, the mic'd up of Max Crosby calling Gardner Minshew a little ass boy the whole game.
Yeah.
He's like, why does he keep calling me that? It's so mean.
Yeah, he's a Raider.
We were a friend.
You're about to be one. I imagine him, like Gardner Minshew in the locker room. They're like trying, like, show us your mean face, Gardner. Like, it's not looking good, yeah. Gardner.
Here's another movie quote. He's like Mike Wazowski in Monsters University, trying to be scary. That's Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
And Sully is Max Crosby.
Yeah.
More dots connecting.
Connecting dots everywhere, dude.
Any different amount on sacks there, Kyle? Are you good with five?
I'm just going to say 15. Why not?
Sure.
Shamelessly positive.
Fantastic.
15 sacks?
Yeah.
I'll split the difference and say 10.
5, 10, 15.
All right. Yeah.
There we go.
Can't miss. Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose.
Can't lose.
Bolt to the Future. Thank you for asking the question. We go out of Ask Bolt Fam with Leo, who asked the question.
Yeah, we definitely need the headphones.
Yeah.
Let's get ready to rumble! In this corner, we have the amazing, the exciting, the best of all around team, your LA Chargers! And in that corner, you have the most putrid smelling pile of dog crap, the Las Vegas Dingleberries! Bold predictions for the game, one gents, please! Mine is Gus and JK combined for 200 yards, and Justin throwing for 303 TDs, all while the defense has 5 sacks, 2 interceptions, and a shutout score prediction, LA 45, Dingleberries -8.
That's my kind of score, Leo.
That's awesome. I would love a negative score. Oh, man.
Four safeties.
What play could get you, like, negative score? If that obviously doesn't exist, but if there could be a way for you to get negative
points. How do you get a negative safety? I don't think you can't lose points in football, but that'd be fun.
That would be sick if you could lose points.
Yeah. Just some way that they could lose points, like, I don't know. They call it the Orlovsky, and it's running out of the back of the end zone or something like that.
Yeah, going out of the back of the end zone. Minus two.
Minus two.
Well, I guess minus points is the same thing as adding points to the other team.
I guess that's true.
Math.
I would just love to see a negative.
Sometime. Yeah,
that team sucks.
Yeah, yeah, just to really solidify the suckage. All right. Well, you're asking for bolt predictions. We here on the Charger Chat, we save those for our Friday episodes. So
come back. Don't you
on
hear?
Friday.
Come
yes.
back, you hear?
We will have our bolt predictions on Friday. But we love yours, man. It's going to be
all in.
Yeah. 200 yards rushing. Dude, 200 yards rushing. When does that happen?
I think that's very reasonable. It could happen. It absolutely could happen.
Yeah. It's been a hot second. And 303 TDs. Give me that all day. 5 sacks, 2 interceptions, and a shutout score. Dude, if the Chargers can shut out the Raiders.
I'll be insufferable walking back to the parking lot. I will be such a problem for us. And I look forward to that.
I don't either. It's me and Kyle on either side of you.
We need all of the Charger Chat listeners to come find us.
Yeah,
make a shout out score. Make a bubble around me. Yeah.
Section 307, come quick.
Kevin's got that twinkle in his eye.
He's got that look in his eye, and I don't know
what
to do.
He just said, let's get it on.
Oh, God.
All right. So sorry to leave you hanging, Leo, but come back on Friday because we'll have our bolt predictions then. But thank you for asking the question, and thank you everybody for asking questions and Ask Wolf Fam. We greatly appreciate it. It's freaking Raider Week, baby.
Football.
We're less
here.
Than a week away from seeing the Chargers hit the field. Justin Herbert, Jim Harbaugh.
I get to hang out with my two buddies.
We
buddies.
Get to hang out with you.
Oh my
guys.
God.
Thunder
gonna
Alley.
Beat you guys in blitz. It's gonna be so fun.
Oh, bookmark that. I'm saving that receipt. But I think that's gonna do it for us here at Charger Chat. Any final thoughts, gentlemen?
No. I'm so excited. Southwest, I need my check-in notification.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat, folks. Don't forget to bolt up because we're ready for any squad, any place.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye. And now, a word from our sponsors.
There's a new butter in town, and it's turning heads. Joe Hortiz's Churn Baby Churn, where we believe that good enough is never good enough. Our butter undergoes more testing than a superhero's suit. We're talking about butter that's so rich and creamy, it makes other butters question their life choices. Joe Hortiz's Churn Baby Churn, because mediocre butter is not on our menu.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.